6.
So the Dow gained 218 points. The rage continues to grow over the slaughter in Afghanistan. And Rick Santorum reaps the benefit of scoring a couple of big wins in the South in Alabama and Mississippi, but to what avail? Because mathematically, he still is not getting the job done. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We'll kind of zig and zag all over the place. That's how we roll around here. You can throw in your two cents. How can you beat Romney? The answer is you can't. And the moderates, which is what Romney has, are liking what Romney's selling. The conservatives opt for Rick Santorum. In the end, the establishment wants Romney. Romney's the guy. So all the rest is just conversation. At what point do you say, oh, enough is enough of this conversation when you know you can't win? 800-259-5791. What do you think? Would it suit you if things just stopped now and let's call it a day and say Romney's the guy? Everybody else, you have your book deals and you've gotten a chance to bask in the national media sun glare. So go off and do what it is you're going to do, whether it's speaking or ending up back in politics. I think Santorum may have bounced into some other kind of a position. Now, he lost his bid to become, you know, repeat as the senator in Pennsylvania. Then he jumps into this race, and I think he did better than a lot of people expected he would do. Not what Rick Santorum thought he would do, but how some people thought he would do. Would he have been the last guy standing next to Mitt Romney? I don't know that a lot of people would have predicted that. I'm not so sure about that. In Afghanistan, who could have predicted that a soldier who was suffering from a traumatic brain injury that he suffered in Iraq a couple of years ago would be deployed for his fourth time, this time going into Afghanistan, and the worst happens. He goes into a village, kills 16 people. It includes women and children, burns some of the bodies. And now there is a slow burn going on in that country, the Taliban threatening to cut off the heads of soldiers that they say they're going to capture in retaliation for what has happened here. Scary, scary stuff. Jay Carney, the mouthpiece for the White House, said this about Afghanistan.
This president made clear when he was running for office what he would do with regards to Afghanistan, and he has delivered.
All right. Has he delivered? And what is the exit strategy? Isn't it time to revise it? Yes. My exit strategy would be, let's head there now. Why are we waiting and dragging our heels? We're going to talk about that a little bit more, flesh it out some more in this hour of ATN. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. He's our leadoff man. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm hanging in there, you know.
Good.
You were scaring me last hour there.
I was?
Yeah, you're talking about flooding, man. I don't know if I'm high enough at 7,000 feet.
You're okay.
You know, they said if all the ice melted on the polar caps, it would raise the ocean 200 feet. And you're talking it's gone up 8 inches over, what, 130 years?
130.
Yeah, but it's just these environmentalist eco nuts trying to convince the world that everything's going to change tomorrow and we better change right now. And in any case, it's an interesting question I have for you. Why is it every time Santorum wins, it's like God came down to earth and touched it and the conservatives are going to beat Romney and it's the greatest thing. I mean, he won on Saturday and that's all they could talk about, but yet Romney took more votes, you know, and more delegates because he won in the other little dinky areas that nobody cared about.
Right.
You know? I'm just laughing my head off at this. And of course, you know, the liberal biased media, you know, Communist News Network, CNN, the major ones, you know, they pretty much are constantly ripping on Romney, and the reason why is because they know that Romney is the only one that's got a chance to beat Obama. There's no conservatives. Santorum, Gingrich, they ain't got a chance. They think they do, but, you know, they're piping the wrong stuff. So they're going to keep mucking Romney down, trying to get one of these, you know, conservatives to win so that they can win the election, you know?
Well, I agree with you. It's a moderate. You're right. A moderate, if someone's going to take it, it has to be a moderate. Absolutely. Because you can't just pander to one side of the Republican Party. And if you're not a moderate, you're not going to get those independents. And everybody's playing for the independents. You're right.
You know, and so it's just, you know, as to, I don't know why that fool Gingrich is still in it. I mean, you know, maybe he's helping Romney out. Maybe they got a secret pact or something like that. Maybe Romney's going to take him on the ticket as the vice president or something. I don't know. The guy ain't got a job, so, you know. But in any case, though, have we heard anything what happened in Hawaii tonight? Didn't they have their caucus also?
Yeah, but there's no, at this point with Hawaii, I mean, Mississippi and Alabama are called for their caucuses. Remember, they're behind, depending on the time zone that we're all in, we're behind it. But the total reporting in Hawaii is zero at this point.
I got you. So
yeah, too early.
I was curious if Romney will carry them or not, carry Hawaii or not. So
yeah, he might.
You know, considering it's out west, and you know, Romney's probably not going one down south. They're too, you know, they're far right to the conservative. Okay, I don't get me wrong. I would love to vote for a conservative. Okay, somebody who's, you know, has values, integrity, something that the person running the White House right now doesn't. In any case, though, I would just love to do that, but more important right now is, I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you gotta win the election. You know, we gotta get Obama out. That's number one, you know, and we can't have a left-wing liberal in the presidency, you know, and that's the number one goal. So, you know, yeah, I probably, if this was a straight up fight, 50-50, you know, 50% Democrat, 50% Republican, that was the way that America was right now, then I would probably, you know, stay with a conservative, you know. And so, yeah, I think my voting on this is probably the way most of the people that are voting for Romney, a lot of people that are going to vote for him, probably, and eventually the right-wing Republicans, if they want Obama out, you know, because if Romney obviously wins the nomination, yeah, what are they going to do? Because my guy lost, I'm going to vote for Obama? Is that what a right-wing conservative is going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to have to. The only difference is I've already made up my mind that that's the way it's going to have to go. So maybe that's the reason why they're all voting for these, or Gingrich, or some of these people are voting for Gingrich and Santorum, because they want to vote their conscience right now when they know once the convention happens, you know, they're going to have to switch. So.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe that's why. But in any case, though, hey, one last quick thing I got to tell you, interesting. You know who Dr. Chu is, don't you?
Well, sure. He reversed course after saying, let the prices go sky high. Now he's saying, whoops, I guess they don't have to go sky high, as he was testifying today. I think that's what you're going to tell me, yeah. And that was a huge reversal, I guess, in a sense. But he said that back in 2008. Whoops. Don't let those gas prices keep rising. They need to go in a different direction. And he said he was saying that because he thought people should explore other alternatives and embrace them, and that's why. Yeah, right. He thought better of it where we are now in the position that he's in. I might have to change that. Hey, you want to talk about losing your temper? I got to tell you this story next about this golfer who might lose his leg after he was stabbed. Ooh. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you've ever played golf in your life, you've probably been here a time or two when you've wanted to go through, play through the people in front of you because they're so ridiculously slow. It has happened to me. We've had people hit into us, and I play fast, and I've played with people that are fast. I don't have any friends that are pokey on the golf course. You know, you get a snowman, you pick up the ball. Snowman is when you hit eight, because if you're getting into, like, the quadruple bogeys, depending on the hole, it is time, my friends, to pick up the ball, put it in your pocket, and move on to the next hole. That's the beauty of golf. You have a bad moment on the course, maybe the next moment it'll be brilliant, right? So this happened in Fort Worth, Texas. There was a guy that now almost was killed after he was playing golf. And he's a guy who has run a bunch of marathons. He's a big-time snow skier, and he likes to play golf. Well, he was having a pretty decent round maybe 7-8 weeks ago when the course marshal told his group, he was with two other guys, to go ahead and play through the slower guys in front of them. So they did. They even waved them up, you know, when somebody turns their back and says, go ahead, hit through. So they hit up. Then a guy from the group came running at them for some reason, screaming and cursing. He had a putter in his hand. You know where I'm going with this, right? And this guy, Clay Carpenter, was standing there, and he swung the club, the golf club, right at his head, his putter. So he sticks his hand up, and it breaks his thumb. Then he said everything became a blur. He looked down, and his shoes were filling up with blood. He passed out. Paramedics had to go to the 13th hole. The club that the guy smashed him with punctured an artery, a femoral artery, and that means almost death, certain death, if they don't get to you in time. So he survived it. He's probably going to be lucky if his right leg is saved. It's eventually, they say, it may even have to be amputated. It's sickening. So nobody's been arrested or charged, but they're trying to determine what happened. You know, was he intentionally stabbed, or this is what they're trying to determine. Was he intentionally stabbed or accidentally injured? I don't know. Guy comes at you with a putter, smashing it towards you, misses your head, slams your leg so hard and through your thumb that you might lose your leg. That's scary. So the people say they saw the club and they saw what he was doing. And I say they gotta file charges. He might not have wanted to see him almost bleed out on the course, but big dummy. They told him to play through, and so they did. They played through. Why are you swinging the putter at the guy? I mean, come on. I think this will go to a grand jury. I think it's ridiculous. How do you accidentally stab someone with a putter? You don't. He intentionally went after him, and so I think it's ridiculous. I think that they have enough to go after him. So much for the gentleman's game of golf. That's what happens. People are hot-tempered. They lose their temper and become psychotic. So I've seen people snap golf clubs, but usually it's their own and they're tossing it in the water somewhere. Certainly not this. I mean, terrible. He's lucky he survived. Buggy. Matt, you play the great game of golf once in a while. Have you ever had any kind of incidents? Anyone come up to you and threaten to take your head off with one of their clubs?
I think we had a group. I remember this briefly. This was a couple of years ago. We had, I think, somebody in our group hit a ball into someone, but it was completely an accident. And the person I was with had a ridiculous, like, 300-yard drive that he normally would never do. It was a once-in-a-lifetime drive. And the guys got all pissed off because they thought that he was hitting into them. And I don't know. There was some back and forth going on, but it never got turned into anything incredibly serious. So I think I've never had anything too bad. Nothing like on, what was that movie, Sideways, where they're hitting the balls into each other.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. That was funny. That was a good movie. And that's exactly what happened. They just were hitting the balls all over them. Hey, if you got one of those war stories, I want to hear it. 800-259-5791. As somebody who's golfed all over the place, and I used to really do it a lot, I love playing it. It's just a great, I don't know, it was relaxing to me. And probably because guys that I dated and my ex-husband played a lot of golf, and we were at, where were we? This is what happens. When you get divorced, you block out all memories. We were in Miami, and we were playing, because he was from there, we were playing that course where they have the big tennis tournament, and I can't think of the name of the park. It's the famous park. It's a public park, but it's an incredible course. It looks like it could be country club, and here it is open to everybody. And we played it, and it was amazing. It's Biscayne. It was an amazing course. It was fun. It was, you're right there. You're looking at the water. It's just great. And somebody did that to us. The ball flew up in the air, and we were playing fast. People in front of us were slow. The ball flew up in the air and practically hit my ex-husband in the head. And he didn't have a temper around me, but he had a temper with things like that. And boy, did it really show on the golf course. He did go after the guy. Not with a putter. He didn't stab him with a putter, but he went after him, and it turned kind of ugly. Then they took the other guy off the course. We finished, but it was like some tense moments there for the last couple of holes. And I'm so easygoing. It's like, what? Are you kidding me? Really? I can't believe it. All right, here's something that's pretty baffling. I can't believe this. It has nothing to do with the game of golf or people losing their temper or whatever, or crazy golf stories. But it is crazy in its own right. Right now, Tide has become kind of a currency on the street. They say the retail price is about $10 to $20 a bottle. So why is this happening? They've had the people stealing Tide is so big in cities, they're setting up task forces to stop it. So retailers like CVS have security precautions. They have to lock down the Tide. I'm not kidding you. If you want Tide and you go to CVS in some cities, you have to ask them, like it's jewelry, they have to open the case and give you the Tide. In in West St. Paul, Minnesota. They stole $25,000 worth of it over 15 months. There was a guy who did that until he was finally arrested. I mean, is that crazy? So Tide, for some reason, Tide, because of the economy, I don't know why. I guess on the black market, what they can sell it for or resell it for, which seems odd. But that's what they steal it, and they can turn it around quickly. And it's because of the logo, it's so recognizable, it's popular. It's very, very popular, and it's a huge brand name, and it's not an unknown. And they're stealing carts with dozens of bottles. And, you know, people, what they're doing is they load up the bottles, and then they're literally running out the door. Talk about, you know, a grab. Talk about a thank you and let me in the door, and I'm going to take all your Tide away, and I've got a getaway car outside. And they do. They steal thousands of dollars of it. It's like they're calling it liquid gold. Liquid gold. So now you're on to the lingo. If someone says you have any liquid gold, they're talking about Tide. Whew. And it's the money. It's the fact that they can turn it over so quickly. And what happens is they sell the Tide, and then they can buy meth or whatever else it is. Man, oh, man, who would think? When I first heard about the story, I thought, wow, that's incredible. A tidal wave of thefts. How much for an ounce of liquid gold? I mean, listen, it's no April Fool's joke. It's for real. It's for real. I'm not making this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. It's what's happening. Now, I wondered why. I went in the store the other day. There wasn't very much Tide on the shelf. I don't know that it was stolen. Maybe someone bought it up. I'm not sure. But I didn't think twice about it until I saw that. I couldn't get any liquid gold. I had to settle for some other brand. I don't even know what it was. Something else. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to go to some serious odds and ends. Rick Santorum with a big Southern sweep. Romney just shut down by the conservatives, although he still picks up numbers, the delegates, because that's what you need. So delegate-wise, he's comfortably in the driver's seat. Don't think anyone can knock him off. And this is it. It's crunch time the next couple of months. By the time we're sweating it out in the summer, it'll be Romney, and then it's off to Tampa, and we'll see what happens after there. Can Romney straight up, forget the polls, in your mind, knock off Barack Obama? I'll meet you in a few.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C-Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C-Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-Veg. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C-Veg daily is eating right.
I got to give out the digits, 800-259-5791. Join us on the overnight highway if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Howdy, Dan. I love it. Delayed reaction. Hello, Dan.
Maybe I had to put my headphones down.
I know you did.
Hey, you know, you and I are in agreement on one thing. I've got a few topics to talk with you about for you real quick, but you and I are in agreement on something, and I really respect you for this. We both agree that we shouldn't be in Afghanistan. We should have just turned it into a glass and
yes.
When the Taliban were there, and we could have saved all these American lives and all the injuries to those good people. And it is sad that a situation like this happened. I really feel sorry for that Marine, and I feel sorry for the life that has been lost, even though they're Muslims. I mean, you know, I'm not a Muslim fan.
Sure.
But, you and I are both in agreement on that.
Yes.
And on Santorum and Romney, the race, I don't see the hopelessness that you do, because the way it's going, Romney's not going to have enough delegates, even with super delegates, to win the whole enchilada. And it's going to go to a brokered convention. And then I believe that the conservative party will rally around the most conservative of the bunch. Romney is not the man. He loses the argument with Obama on Obamacare because
that's true.
He had that there in Massachusetts, and his people helped Obama put together the same program he's got there in Washington, D.C. But it didn't have all the little secret laws in it, such as the tax on our selling of a house and all this other crap that he loaded it up with.
Right.
But I think it's going to be one of those situations to where they can do a brokered convention, and the most conservative of the Republicans, which I think could probably be Santorum, will pull it off. Now, Newt Gingrich is trying to pull off this $2.50 a gallon gas, and we all know the secret to that. We need more oil drilling, and we need more refining capacity.
Oh, absolutely. That's the problem. When was the last time we built a refinery? We were stopped in the 70s.
35 years ago. 35 years ago was the last one that they approved. We've updated a few of them, but we haven't built any.
No.
So that's the situation. I want to tell you a quick little story. When I, you know, people do things that are wrong. When I was a kid, I was just a little kid. We lived out in the desert in California, and so one day this guy came home, and I had been out there with my stick chopping down this very large cactus that he had spent 40 years growing. And I walked up to him with my beat-up sword and told him, I said, I killed that monster for you, and I pointed to his cactus, and he proceeded to choke me to death right in front of me. He grabbed me by the throat and was, you little so-and-so, so-and-so. And my mother ran up and hit him and knocked him colored in a mackerel. And he evicted us from the apartment. But in those days, I was Daniel the Golden Knight. So when I talked to Matt, I said, yes, this is Daniel the Golden Knight. So henceforth, you'll know who I am. And I really felt bad years later about destroying that old man's cactus because he spent 40 years growing it, and I chopped it down one afternoon.
Oh, damn, that is terrible. Shame on you.
Yeah, that's a great story. I have remorse for that. Well, anyway, that's about all for me. Sweetie.
I love it. That's good. Thanks, Dan. I agree with you, by the way. I mean, I hope listen, I don't know that there's going to be a brokered convention or not. I'm hoping we're going to see a brokered convention. I think that would be the best thing. I do. One, it'd be more excited. It would put more juice into the Republican Party. I think it'd be great if it ended up being brokered, but I'm not so certain about that. And I'm not so certain about those numbers either. I think he's going to come close to the numbers. It's really half. Romney has more than half. And remember, as you go along the way, he's going to pick up more, even if he loses some of these races. Joe in Missouri, hello. Hey, Joe. Hey,
it's Bill in Missouri.
Oh, Bill, I'm sorry. Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Oh, no. Is this Bill or Phil?
Phil.
Phil, I'm sorry. You call a bunch. We appreciate it. What's up?
I heard something tonight on the radio that I finally agree with Joe Biden on something. He's just the gift that keeps on giving, but I have to agree with him. Joe Biden, just the other day, said is it a recent fundraiser thing? Said Republicans don't know what it's like to be middle class. I have to agree with him because before he and Obama came into office, I was middle class. And thanks to his economic policies over the last 3.5 years and ridiculous gas prices, I'm far from middle class now.
Yeah.
So I have to drive my round trip.
You know what I'm gonna say? That's one of the most astute things anyone said on the show. Because what's happened is, you just summed it up, what's happened is that a lot of people were middle class, and now because of the taxes and everything else, they've fallen down and fallen into more debt and whatnot. And you were gonna say gas is driving a truck or driving?
No, I drive my round trip commute, my daily round trip commute to work is just a little under 75 miles each day.
Yeah.
And, you know, 3.5 for gas. I'm like, gee whiz, I have very little money left to make ends meet here.
Yeah, no kidding. So. 75, wow. And I think you're the norm. You're the norm. That's what's happened, yeah. To most people, I've heard this story from, I keep saying this every night, and I'm just waiting for people to take me up on it, that look around at your neighbors in your neighborhood, and there was the middle class there, but they've left.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Phil, hang in there. Thanks for the comments. Appreciate the call. That's what you got to hope, that it turns around. But it is that when you're commuting, that's what I say, the average commute is 40 minutes each way. That will take more than a big bite out of your budget. You know, you're shelling out. Imagine shelling out $7. Not even 3.5. Imagine if it was $7 and that's what you had to pay. There's just no way. There's just no way. Anybody who's a salesperson and they have to drive from place to place and they have big territory, boy, that company's got to pick up every single dime of that. And then are they going to lay off people because of how much more money that they've got to shell out. Personally, I think that that Phil just hit the nail on the head. That the bottom line is, the absolute bottom line is, somebody who was middle class finds it very hard to hang on to describe themselves as middle class any longer because of the crippling things that are, you know, things, fees that are killing us that we didn't have before. I mean, even stupid things. You think of entertainment and TV and internet and cell phones. Well, you have to have a cell phone, right, to talk to people. And in most jobs, you have to have a cell phone. How much is a cell phone costing you? How much is cable costing you? And I'm not talking about you're getting all these premium channels. I'm saying just the basic. How much does that cost you? It used to be you go buy the TV, you plug it in, poof, there's your entertainment, there's your channels. So we have this greater access, but you compound all of that, and then what should be affordable on top of fees and everything else and gas prices and food prices, it's all of the consumer goods that get left out of some of the numbers that come out of Washington a lot of times. It's like the unemployment number. I say this all the time, but gosh, it's true. Saying that unemployment is 8.3, 8.4, 8.5, 8 point anything, pick whatever you want. It's not even an accurate indicator because of the amount of people that are working two and three jobs just to be able to afford to feed their family and pay the mortgage or pay rent. So it has slipped away. I mean, I said this on the show, and it's worth breathing new life into this. Every couple of months, I ask myself this question. I've only asked it on the air, I think, twice ever, but I think we live in the greatest country still on the face of the earth. And I've been other places, and I can't ever wait to get back to the United States because I realize what a precious gift it is, seriously, to live in this great country with all these opportunities. But are those opportunities slipping away? Has the grass, you know, has the brass, not the grass, the grass is always green on the other side, but we can't get to the other side. Has the brass ring slipped out of our fingers where it's no longer possible? And if you have a family who's built a business or made some money and they can pass it down and you inherit that and you inherit some wealth, then you're okay unless you completely blow it. But if you don't have somebody that's got a name in a town that runs a company, an insurance company that can be passed on to a son or a daughter or whatever, how easy is it to really make it? How many jobs are there out there? And the answer is people are struggling. I think that, and as Phil said, the one thing he agreed with Joe Biden on, saying that, you know, about the middle class disappearing, but I think that the Democrats and the Republicans, I think both, there's a disconnect between Washington, D.C. and what's really happening in the Midwest and the East and the South and the Southeast, and, you know, pick a place in the country, and sadly, the representation is poor of what should reflect the people. It doesn't reflect the people, I think, often the people who are elected, and that's partially because, you know, they got to be good fundraisers. They got to be slick. They got to look good. That's what it is. Who's representing you, you know? Coming up, we're going to wrap up this hour here on ATN. If you want to slide in a comment or two, feel free. 800-259-5791. We're going to slip out, come back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation, so call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, now, and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck that has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All them is plain mistakes that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you. God, yeah, I bet.
Newt Gingrich, does he have bad luck? A lot of people think he should just dump out of the race. What is he waiting for? Rick Santorum picks up Alabama and Mississippi, and conservatives like Rick Santorum. They're not really going for Newt Gingrich's act anymore. Rick Santorum is taking the opportunity to say Gingrich should get out of this thing after he picks up those primary wins, because he says that you know, if he would bow out of this, he says it's hard for me to win primary contests with and not having much of a shot at the nomination with Newt Gingrich in this. And Santorum is just prodding him, saying conservative voters across the country have pretty much made a decision. And he talked about winning the Kansas caucuses over the weekend with 50% of the vote, more than 50%, and Newt finishing well under 20%. Santorum says in most states he's finishing fourth. He's getting enough votes to make it hard for me to win the states, but I don't think he's in the mix for getting the nomination at this point. Romney, by the way, Mitt Romney has 454 delegates to Santorum's 217. Gingrich has 107. Newt Gingrich decided he would take a chunk, as he loves to, out of Mitt Romney. Here were some of his comments over the front runner.
Or we're actually helping, because between us, Santorum and I are stopping Romney.
I mean, you have no evidence that in fact one of us would be dramatically stronger right now. If Governor Romney can win the nomination by his efforts, he'll be the nominee. But he is hardly in a position to say that everybody else quit competing.
So now I like it. Everybody's squabbling over, get out of the race. Get out of there now. You're killing me. You're taking some votes away from me. How can I possibly win the nomination? You're in my way. Interesting. I think it seems as though Gingrich is, as long as he's got money, he's going to hang in there. Santorum's going to do the same thing, and Ron Paul's not going to get out. He's going to stay in it, too, figuring what does he have to lose? Just travel around, talk to some more people as you move from state to state and build that goodwill. All right, speaking of goodwill, the focus for Obama has been China. President Obama announced a new trade case against China, actually accusing the country of messing with the global marketplace by imposing unfair restrictions on some key exports and going a little bit deeper than that, saying, you know, everything from high-tech batteries to flat-screen TVs. Well, we know that. It's make it for a song. And he's saying that we need to be tough on China. This is the approach now all of a sudden. And he's saying that his people brought the case so American workers would have a fair shot in the global economy. That was it exactly. Claiming that China's restrictions on exports of materials, what they call as rare earth, have made it difficult for American companies to build the technology that uses those materials. I mean, whatever. Let's cut through the gobbledygook crap. The Chinese president, Hu Jintao, was here not too long ago. And what was it? In the middle of January. And they made nicey-nice at the state dinner. Now he's turning around and saying, oh, wait a second, China, you are stepping on our tail, and you need to back off. And the reason for the posturing, I think, on China is because in this election year, with China manipulating its currency and all that other sort of stuff and infuriating a lot of people, there's answers that people want, and that's why we do a Made in America segment. And we don't want to hear about Chinese goods and how cheap they are and all that other sort of stuff. We want to hear about American-made. So we know workers and manufacturers are being clobbered, because of some of the policies of the Chinese. Here's the president and a little snippet from his posturing on China, let's say.
America needs to get back to doing what it's always done best. A country that builds and sells products all over the world that are stamped with the proud words, Made in America. That's how we create good middle-class jobs at home, and that's how we're going to create an economy that's built to last.
Economy built to last. We don't have that right now. We've got an elastic economy. It just bends and twists to what's ever convenient, to the will and the whims of the people who call themselves politicians. Here's a good one for you under that umbrella. You know, they got these wind farms in the West. In fact, I've seen a lot of the wind farms outside of Palm Springs in California. It's like just an oasis of wind farms. Wind farms in the Pacific Northwest were built with government subsidies, and they are maintained with tax credits for everything that's produced. They're now getting paid to shut down because the federal agency charged with managing the electricity grid says there's an oversupply of renewable power at certain times of the year. That's nice, isn't it? And, you know, rapid snow melts, that would be one of them. So if you have water gushing through the 31 dams run by the Power Administration, then they're going to tell them to shut it off. But it just seems like it's such an odd thing to say. Oh, shut them off. Too much power. You're getting paid to not produce. How's that? It's just that it's that one moment in real time where you have to produce as much energy as being consumed. So if demand can't keep up with the supply, then they shut down the wind farms for how many days and how many hours. It's that subsidy of the renewable energies that they want. They want the people that have to pay the rates to pay the renewable energy companies when they lose money. It seems ridiculous, doesn't it? It is a crazy system that piles more and more do-re-mi into something that's unsustainable. Unsustainable. Hydropower generation instead of wind farms would be, would be, to me, would be much more interesting, would be something that we could immediately see the results from, by the way. I mean, listen, the wind power is cool and it's neat when you drive by it in the car and you see it and you think, wow, look at those windmills. And the thing is, we will never, all of us, any of you listening to me, doubtful that any of you will ever have one in your backyard because the price tag for one would make it just ridiculous. There's no way. No way is that an affordable affordable way to attack the problem, I think. Affordable way to attack the problem of where we headed with power. How, where are we going to get this energy? The problem is the energy cost with gasoline rising, just takes another tear at us, just another tear that we just can't take. It's, you know what, the economy is like a brittle person, where you just see the person, you feel for them, you're like, oh, if I could just get, they just need a B12 shot. If we could, they could just get on a regimen. B12, that's the ticket. Take those B12 pills. They'll feel so much better. We're tired. We can't swallow any more pills. We can't do it. So whether it's wind generation or the conversation about ethanol or the conversations that are wasted breath over nuclear power, just, it's, you might as well thaw. You might as well just sit, lay it out there and let it thaw, because it's not going to be viable anytime soon. It's not going to be. All right, here's a quick reminder. Don't forget, coming up Friday in the wee hours, in our third hour, we'll do another Nail the Score. I'm just itching for somebody to win this. And Nail the Score will be randomly selected games from the NCAA, two of them, so two chances to win by nailing the score. How sweet is that?
I'm stupid, you're smart.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.